Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
An objection, complaint, or question is a sign of interest, and this is a good thing. When your prospect is silent, that indicates apathy, and that's a bad thing. So always embrace every objection, every complaint, and every question. In fact, here's what I would suggest. You get rid of the term objection from your lexicon completely and always reframe them as questions. When you do that, you think of the conversation as a dialogue. If you continue to think about them as objections, then you feel like you're in a sparring situation with your customer and you create conflict. When you reframe objections in your own mind and say, hey, these are really great questions that I want to engage on, then all you do is you have a conversation. And when you have a conversation or a dialogue, you're back and forth with the prospect and the prospect is still engaged. This is a fundamental mistake that I see sales teams make all the time, is that when an objection comes up, the sales team goes to battle. They get defensive. They move into a place of fear because they think the prospect is moving away. They jump in, they interrupt, and they're aggressive and assertive with their answers. And that just turns the prospect off. They're in combat instead of conversation. When the team changes direction and says to themselves, hey, these are great questions, let's have a dialogue about them, then the combat turns to conversation. The prospect enjoys the conversation. They're being treated with respect. We're listening. We're learning. And the sale moves forward. Think about it this way. As long as the prospect is talking to you, you have a chance to make the sale. If you turn them off and they stop talking to you, your chances of making that sale start dwindling rapidly. Always refrain objections as questions. Remind the team that they are good things and you will engage to close more in less time. Here's a quick tip. When an objection or a question comes up and you're refraining yourself from wanting to get defensive, ask the following question. Tell me more about that. Or, I'm really interested in why you think that. Can you tell me more? What that does is it gives the prospect a chance to talk. And while they're talking, you can relax and breathe and listen. You can also decide what your next questions are. And it gives you time to reframe that objection to a question and therefore reframe the combat to conversation before you make a fatal mistake. I'd love to hear from you. In the comments below, or you can send me an email, let me know what your most common questions or objections are. In fact, we'll even turn them into podcasts specifically on how to handle those objections. So don't be shy. Make sure you reach out to us. Thanks.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.